Hello, and welcome to an overview of the future of business through the lens of managed IT services. Today, we're exploring how companies are moving from unpredictable, one-time sales towards subscription-based partnerships that transform how businesses operate.
It's not just about the tech anymore. It's about building stable, long-lasting relationships. We're basing this conversation on why subscription models and managed IT services are the future of business, written by Peter Noble, who runs Noble Technology Group.
Absolutely. Peter Noble's main thesis is clear: predictable revenue and proactive support aren't just nice to haves. They're reshaping the entire IT landscape. In his document, he lays out how managed IT shifts businesses into strategic partnerships, making technology more about growth than just solving today's crisis.
That's huge, right? Businesses thrive when they're less worried about surprise costs or downtime. And this brings up the importance: if you're running a company, understanding the shift might be the difference between just surviving and truly staying competitive.
So today, we're breaking down the traditional IT sales model, discussing managed IT services, the tech behind them, comparing service models, exploring growth strategies, looking at how to decide if a switch is due, and finally, what Noble Technology Group specifically offers. Let's start with where businesses used to be: one-time sales, or what some call the break-fix model. You'd buy a service, wait for something to go wrong, and then pay up for a repair. That unpredictability was stressful for companies and honestly not great for relationship building.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting. Like, you're always just waiting for the next crisis. I wonder how people manage those sudden bills, you know?
Right, and that's the point. Companies crave stability. With subscription-based models, you move toward predictable monthly payments without the anxiety of unexpected costs. It builds trust and helps both sides plan ahead.
So instead of reacting, businesses can actually focus on growth strategies. Makes sense. Can you expand on how managed IT services really flip the script?
Glad you asked. Managed IT services take a proactive role. Rather than waiting for something to break, providers monitor systems around the clock. You get things like patch management, cybersecurity, and regular updates all bundled into one predictable fee.
That's a big shift. I imagine never getting a surprise invoice is kind of game-changing for a small business, right?
Absolutely. The document specifically says revenue predictability for the provider means cost predictability for their clients. Less stress, more room to plan.
Okay, but how do these IT providers actually deliver all these services? Like you said, it's technology-driven. What's powering it under the hood? So, for example, the document mentions remote monitoring and management. What does that actually look like in practice? And automation too, right? Isn't that supposed to cut down on mistakes and keep things running smooth? Then there's security, which feels essential now. The document talks about things like endpoint detection and response, multi-factor authentication, and compliance tools. Those aren't just buzzwords. They help keep businesses safe and even meet requirements for cyber insurance.
Exactly. So it's more than just support, it's about layering on services a company grows. You start small, prove value, then expand through things like compliance and consulting. It's what the document calls land and expand, almost like testing the waters before building a full partnership.
Yeah, starting with basics and ramping up. It's smart. Actually, it reminds me of how you assemble a toolkit. You only add new tools as new challenges pop up.
Speaking of challenges, the document offers a checklist to help businesses decide if it's time for managed IT services. Unpredictable costs, compliance worries, productivity-draining downtime, questions about cyber insurance. You check even one, and that's a red flag for sticking with old models.
That's a great point. I bet a lot of listeners are thinking about those issues right now. How does Noble Technology Group set itself apart, though?
According to client testimonials, it's their proactive approach and strategic partnership mindset. They don't just fix what's broken, they help plan for the future, aligning IT with growth goals. The document highlights them as trusted advisors, not just service providers. So, to sum it up, managed IT services, especially with a subscription model, offer companies predictable costs, less downtime, stronger cybersecurity, and steady support that's tuned for business goals.
Right, and with advanced technology like remote monitoring, automation, and layers of security, these providers go beyond simple fixes. They help businesses grow and adapt without the usual IT headaches.
Anyone still dealing with unpredictable bills or constant compliance worries? This model might be the shift you've needed. Take it from Peter Noble's work, having a trusted partner really makes all the difference.
Thanks for tuning in. Here's hoping today's overview helped you rethink IT partnerships and what the future could hold for your business.